Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, survei nasional terbaru mengungkapkan sekitar 51% pekerja migran perempuan yang diwawancarai pernah mengalami pelecehan seksual di tempat kerja, tetapi takut melaporkannya. Union New South Wales mewawancarai lebih dari 3.300 perempuan berlatar belakang migran yang sebagian besar perempuan menggunakan visa sementara. 75% dari perempuan tersebut mengatakan bahwa mereka tidak melaporkan kejadian tersebut karena mereka takut akan pembalasan. Para ahli menyerukan reformasi yang signifikan untuk membuat para pekerja ini lebih aman, seperti yang dilaporkan oleh Helena Krishnamurti dan Manas Angguri. Laporan baru menemukan 51% pekerja migran perempuan di seluruh negeri telah mengalami pelecehan seksual di tempat kerja di berbagai industri. Angka tertinggi terjadi di industri konstruksi, di mana lebih dari 80% responden melaporkan pelecehan seksual di tempat kerja, diikuti oleh 53% di industri hortikultura, 51% di perhotelan, 50% di retail, dan 42% di industri pembersihan. Union New South Wales melakukan penelitian selama periode 12 bulan dengan menghimpun kisah lebih dari 3.300 perempuan dalam 6 tahun terakhir yang saat itu menggunakan visa sementara. Laporan tersebut diluncurkan oleh Menteri Lingkungan Hidup Tanya Plibersek dan Menteri Urusan Perempuan New South Wales Jodie Harrison. Laporan tersebut menemukan bahwa perempuan yang menggunakan visa sementara merasa bahwa pemberi kerja tidak cukup melindungi mereka, dan sejumlah besar perempuan meninggalkan pekerjaan mereka karena merasa berada dalam bahaya. Sekretaris Serikat Pekerja New South Wales, Mark Murray, mengatakan sebagian besar wanita tersebut tidak melaporkan kejahatan yang mereka alami.
75% of those workers said to us who've been sexually harassed that they didn't report it because there was a fear of losing their visa or having their visa cancelled, fear of not having a job, and so sexual harassment for women on visas is massively underreported.
Lynn adalah pelajar internasional berusia 19 tahun yang bekerja di industri perhotelan.
The owner of the business would scream at us and call us racist names among staff in front of the customers. It got to the point that the behaviors of the abuse and exploitation were normalized as this workplace, and that customers would have a good laugh when the owner did that to us.
Dia mengalami pelecehan seksual secara rutin di tempat kerja dan mengatakan bahwa hal tersebut sudah menjadi bagian dari pekerjaannya. Lynn mengatakan pada suatu kesempatan, dia pernah mendatangi pemilik senior di tempat kerjanya untuk meminta jam kerja tambahan.
He responded to my request positively, promising me that he would help me with extra hours and extra shifts. He asked me to come see him in the next morning so we can discuss. I was very excited. I came the next day to see him. He offered to sit at a nearby cafe away from his family so he could better support me and wish I trusted him. As I was in the car, the first thing he did was he grabbed my face and kissed me right on my lips.
Lynn berkata dia tidak bisa berbuat apa-apa. Dia tidak yakin apakah itu perbedaan budaya pada saat itu.
He'd start driving away. As I was anxiously looking forward to an arrival at a local cafe, I soon realized that the route was unfamiliar to me, and it was longer than he said it would take. I firmly asked him where he was thinking of taking me, and if we would still discuss about my hours.
Pemilik senior tersebut tidak memberikan jawaban yang jelas. Lynn merasa tidak aman dan mengatakan kepadanya bahwa dia ingin pulang.
He immediately became aggravated. I was shocked to see that reaction from him. I was very scared. All these terrifying feelings, you name them. I experienced them all. He pulled over and quickly put his hands on my upper and lower private parts. At that very moment, all my doubts were confirmed. He was taking advantage of me and that I was sexually assaulted by my employer.
Lynn berusaha semampunya untuk meninggalkan mobil dengan aman dan melarikan diri, menggambarkan perjalanan pulang pada hari itu terasa seperti selamanya.
I returned to work in the evening on the same day of the assault because I realized I couldn't find a job immediately if I quit and that I still hadn't received the wage that was owed to me and rent was due.
Mark Murray mengatakan para migran datang ke Australia untuk mencari peluang tetapi malah menghadapi eksploitasi di tempat kerja yang mengerikan.
It was very moving to hear the stories from women who'd experienced sexual harassment, the profound effects it actually has on people in the workplace, particularly women when they are sexually harassed. And I think just seeing the advocacy of these women to speak out on an issue that's so difficult, and as I've said, every time they speak out on it, it takes a lot of energy. For some of them, it re-traumatizes them. But their advocacy is really important if we're going to get any of these laws changed and we're going to get the workplace culture changed as well.
Sejumlah besar perempuan melaporkan bahwa mereka menghadapi masalah tambahan saat mereka mencoba membela diri, termasuk dipecat, dipaksa mengundurkan diri, jam kerja dikurangi, atau menerima ancaman deportasi. Div Pillay adalah pendiri perusahaan Social Culturally Diverse Women atau CDW.
Culturally diverse women have worked very hard for their positions in workplaces, and if they are rising to that mid to senior level in workplaces, it's very difficult for them to think about identifying themselves because of the career limiting moves or the job insecurity that can cause as a backlash.
Pillay mengatakan banyak migran memiliki orang yang bergantung pada pendapatan mereka.
Children, older parents, people who are back in home countries that are reliant on the income that's earned by women of color or migrant women in Australian workforces, this becomes a very complex issue about potentially risking all of that financial security.
Dia juga mengatakan hal tersebut dapat diperparah dengan rasisme.
We have a lot of people who are bystanders or are witnesses to this behavior that often don't feel that they have the right to speak up either, especially if it's enacted by someone senior. So that is quite damaging because women of color or coloured women then have nobody to ally for them and it becomes a very lonely experience.
Komentar dan lelucon seksual merupakan jenis pelecehan yang paling umum. Begitu pula pertanyaan yang mengganggu tentang kehidupan pribadi atau penampilan fisik, undangan yang berulang atau tidak pantas untuk pergi berkencan, sentuhan, pelukan, ciuman, atau penyerobotan ruang yang tidak diinginkan, serta tatapan dan kontak fisik yang tidak pantas. Tanya Pilbersek mengatakan bahwa ia pernah mengalami pelecehan di industri perhotelan saat ia masih kuliah.
I wish we could say this was an issue in history that we look back on with horror. It's not. It's an issue that women are still living and experiencing every day.
Menteri Pilbersek mengatakan pemerintah akan memberikan dukungan dan perlindungan visa bagi para migran yang ingin mengambil tindakan terhadap majikan mereka tanpa biaya pendaftaran dan hak untuk tetap tinggal di negara tersebut selama proses berlangsung. Mark Murray dari Union New South Wales menekankan pentingnya dukungan yang tepat.
The biggest priority firstly for us is ensuring that there are avenues that are culturally appropriate for women who are on visas to be able to report the harassment that they are experiencing at work. Secondly, those services need to be in bilingual languages, multilingual, so that people can actually talk in their own languages. These are very stressful situations. People want the ability to report them.
Lynn juga sependapat.
When it comes to those support programs for migrants, workers, trauma-informed practice is critical. Because the first instance is not about reporting it; it is about having somebody to listen, and then becoming more comfortable to actually report that.
Jika Anda atau seseorang yang Anda kenal ingin berbicara tentang kekerasan atau pelecehan seksual, hubungi 1800 Respect di 1800-737-732 atau kunjungi www.1800respect.org.au. Dalam keadaan darurat, hubungi 000. Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Helena Krisnamurti dan Manas Angguri dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.